Hello and welcome. This fight is called Dancing in the Rain, and it will give you a trigger that the next time it's pouring and it's safe for you, you want to go out and dance in the rain, just be happy and carefree and feel good. And it will also be a positive experience teaching you that it's okay every now and then to exceed the limitations you set yourself and just enjoy yourself and have more fun in your life. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement. While I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper, 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you.
That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you a little trigger. And this trigger is a little bit different, because it will only happen once after you listen to this file. Of course, you can listen again, and then it's going to happen again. And this trigger will give you the desire to dance in the rain the next time it's really pouring outside. Of course, this should be something you enjoy, so it will only happen when it's safe for you. So if you're, say, at work and it suddenly starts pouring, you won't run outside and dance in the rain and maybe risk losing your job. But when you have the time and when it's safe, you will feel a burning desire to just go out and dance in the rain. That's right. And that's pretty much all this file does. And I'm sure you're already liking the thought, just thinking about it, just letting go of everything holding you back, going out there while it's really pouring, and just enjoying yourself, letting the rain wash down on you. When it's really pouring, just going out and dancing in the rain, letting the rain wash away all your cares, all your worries, all your stress, and even more, because it's a little bit like being a child again, breaking the rules. Of course, all those rules and limitations exist only in our minds, and yet we have learned to surrender to them, to adhere to them, to never question them. But sometimes it's good to question your own rules, to regain some freedoms. And this is going to be a catalytic event for you, because the next time it's going to pour, you will feel this desire, this strong desire to go out there and dance. And it will feel like an inner pressure, maybe as if all the rain is pushing against an inner dam in your mind. And sooner or later, you have to give in to the pressure. You have to release it. And you will release it by just going out there and dancing in the rain, having joy, dancing, screaming, enjoying getting wet, jumping around, jumping into puddles, just being you, being free, living. That's right. And of course, it's only the first step that's hard, getting wet, because sooner or later you will get to the point where it simply doesn't matter, where you are wet, where you simply don't care anymore, where you begin to dance, to jump, to enjoy yourself. And that's exactly what I want you to experience. I want you to go out there. I want you to leave anything holding you back behind and just enjoy yourself. Be like a child for a little while. Be free of restrictions. Be free of limitations. Be free of anything that holds you back. And just experience this carefreeness, this happiness, this joy, breaking all the rules, just dancing in the rain, feeling the rain running down your body, enjoying getting wet, breaking the rules, being free, being dirty. It doesn't matter, just enjoy it. Be happy. Live. And of course, it's not only about having fun in the rain, though having fun in the rain is absolutely amazing, but it's also about having a catalytic experience, about learning that you are limiting yourself. It's your own limits that you yourself set yourself. And yes, most of the time, those rules and limitations are really helpful. But you also have to learn that every now and then, you can rid yourself of them and just live. Just be yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy the freedom of going out there and dancing in the rain and being free, being carefree, being happy, not thinking about anything else, just being right there in the moment. And this experience will stay with you, and maybe it will help you to be a little bit freer, to enjoy yourself a little bit more, to have a little bit more fun. That's right. And now that you know that from now on, whenever it's pouring, you will feel the desire to go out there and dance until you give in and do it. And that you know that this desire will grow stronger and stronger, not just with every minute as it pours, but if you don't go out there and dance, it will grow stronger from rain to rain. That's right. It will just grow until you do it, until you get out there and live a little bit and enjoy yourself. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up, because this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, and it will be there the next time it pours. Now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. And 5. Halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.